Reed, let's start with you, buddy. My gosh, we're getting close, aren't we?
Yeah, we're getting real close. I think we're maybe with 50 days out from the season. Starts May 27th. Yeah, we're pumped about it. It's going to be our fifth season CBL, so we're ready.
Let's talk about the preparations. What sort of things you've been doing?
Yeah, you know, there's ticket sales, partnership activations, everything, game day, all those sort of things, merch. You know, there's a laundry list of things to get ready for the season. I mean, you're essentially running 10 mini events, right? So all the kind of coordination that comes into that is going to play. But we're well ahead of where we need to be, and I'm looking forward to it.
Got to give you guys some props, too. I've been following along on Twitter, and so much charity and community work. I am truly blown away by the amount I see the Stingers in the community.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be a team for Edmonton, by Edmonton, and that involves being out in the community and being actually out there hustling, you know, showing face, doing as much as we can, touch as many people around this city as possible. So to get everyone to embrace basketball, you've got to be where basketball is being played. And the great thing with it is everybody across this city and community is playing ball. So there's kind of countless opportunities to be there and to show face and to be involved. So we're just jumping all those and we're doing kind of cool, unique things that are different that maybe you're not seeing from other teams, right? When we're doing our Fresh Nets program or Fresh Hoops, or we're going to draw Fresh Kicks. You know, this is stuff that actually kind of makes a difference. It's tangible. People can see it. And the response has been great.
Got to tell you, I was out for a little walk yesterday with the pups, and there's still snow on the ground. The roads are a mess. Sidewalks are a mess. But there was a kid shooting hoops on my street.
There you go. That's what it's about, man. That's we've been putting up nets in January, right? Even if it's not people are still going to shoot around, right? That's how you got to learn, and that's where everyone kind of hones the game is on these outdoor hoops. So it's a big deal for us to maintain those.
And there was a road hockey moment, too, because they actually streamed, car, car, and they had to move the hoops away.
That's awesome.
Georgina, let's talk with you a little bit about your role at the Indigenous Entertainment Group as we get set for June 17th, which is going to be an Indigenous night with the Edmonton Stingers.
Yeah, so we're so excited about that. You know, I'm a board member at the Indigenous Entertainment Group, and we were engaged to have a discussion with Reed and Andreas and his team about providing a pre-game show and a halftime show with Indigenous inclusivity to celebrate Indigenous Day, which was so incredible. I mean, we're really trying to infuse a lot of top-notch entertainment, you know, any kind of Indigenous culture and, you know, performances in the whole city. So the fact that they were open to it, and it was really a genuine, sincere approach that they had. I could tell it wasn't like checking off a checkbox. This was a real genuine approach and a collaboration. So we were really excited to facilitate. So then it's like, once we started having our discussions, what is this going to look like? Of course, you know, not to be, you know, sound privileged, but, you know, I happen to have an entertainment family. So we were just lucky. I got to call Cloud. Are you guys going to be available? They have a hit show that tours all over North America, and it's huge. And so would you guys be interested in this? I had no idea. But, you know, Cloud is hyper creative. And within 2 minutes, it's like, oh, my God, I could see it happening. And his mind is genius. So he just came up with something right away. What about this idea? What about that idea? We pitched it. We talked about all the logistics. And Reed came in and gave the final, let's go. Let's do this. And so we're really, really excited for what Cloud is a hyper genius. I can't wait for just like I get to brag for 1 second. Sorry.
Well, let's talk to the hyper genius. Cloud, let's talk about getting that phone call and getting to be a part of an incredibly special night.
Oh, how awesome, right? So, yeah, my mom tells me about all the beautiful and amazing things that, you know, the Edmonton Stingers are doing with the community, getting everybody involved, you know, with natives in sports and natives behind teams, you know, with especially over here in beautiful Indian country. It's really special to be a part of this and to be seen. And so it's like if something like that's going to happen, we want to be a part of that. And yeah, we have this awesome musical touring the world right now. It's called Bear Grease. It's the Indigenous version of Grease, and it's been catchy. Fire. So we've been touring it everywhere. We are going to be here in beautiful Treaty 6 near and around Indigenous Peoples Day, and it just lined up so perfectly. And then we kind of just got the vision of like, wow, what would this wonderful Indigenous Peoples Day halftime show look like? And so we wanted to incorporate what we do on the road and just make it this mega blowout Indigenous spectacular thing. You guys are going to just absolutely love it. So let's get hype. Let's get everybody behind it. And yeah, it's going to be on fire.
My God, I love your excitement, buddy. I love it. Let's talk about that big game on June 17th.
Yeah, the game on the 17th. It's Saturday night game, 7 o'clock. We've got a few weekend games. Those are always big for our crowd in the summer. So, I mean, you know, the thing that it's going to be really pumped about is being the first basketball game that's actually going to be broadcast in Cree. And that's going to be over the radio. That's going to be on your station. That's going to be cool that we're actually doing that. You know, I'm really proud to be a part of that. And that's kind of where this started. But I mean, that in itself is a big moment and so cool to kind of bring that to it. And then with really all the celebration that we're going to do on top, where we're talking about pregame, we're talking about halftime. You know, we wanted to do, an Indigenous Heritage Celebration Night, but we're going to do it. We had to do it right. We didn't want to just kind of, do one, just say we're doing it. And that's why last year, we couldn't put this all together. It wasn't enough time to do it right. So this year we're really coming through with it. And one of the things also is a whole bunch of things. We want to get, as many people from the Indigenous community out there, ballers, who play out to this game to see the basketball and the experiences live. So we're having at least 500, if not more, of those tickets that are all donated out to be a part of the game. So basically, we just want to bring everyone together and make it a great place to be and to celebrate the culture and to see some amazing basketball and bring that. And that's what's so cool about balls, that it touches everybody, right? And it's like, okay, cool. I play ball. I shoot around, so I want to go to this game and be a part of it, right? That's what makes it easy. It's not hard sell on that way to get people involved. So those are a couple of things we're looking at. But yeah, I mean, in terms of the production stuff, you know, these two are the ones who are the geniuses behind that. I can kind of touch on that a bit more.
Red Cloud, let's talk about how do you prepare for a set like this and what do you do? You know, don't spoil the entire show for us because we want it to be a bit of a surprise, but talk a little bit about that.
Well, man, automatically, you know, with natives and basketball, there's already a connection. Res ball is such a huge thing. There's also a big movie coming out called Res Ball about Indigenous peoples and their love for basketball and their connection to basketball. So we were just already hype all over that. So we're going to bring in powwow dancers, fancy dancers, traditional, Métis, I mean, all Indian country will be represented all in this one night. And we're also not just stuck in the traditional or in a position to where you think you're going to see us and I think they're just going to come out and do some dancing. No, we're going to bring out what we're doing right now, and it's hip and it's on fire and it's hip hop and it's doo-wop and it's just everything that you can imagine. And we're choreography machines, we're rehearsal machines, and so we're in the studio already 3 or 4 times a week. And so now we're just going to have this beautiful collaboration with the Stingers, and what you're going to see is going to be mind-blowing. So we want everyone to come out on Indigenous Peoples Day, not just on Indigenous Peoples Day, but to support the whole season for the Edmonton Stingers. But particularly, watch out for this show.